Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
She knew head coach Keith Joe Sacco.
There he is, the interim head coach Joe Sacco.
He is the interim, I will say this.
From Medford.
From Medford, correct?
Medford's own Joe Sacco.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
BU as well?
Yes, that's right.
Pierre LeBrun did report this yesterday. He said Joe Sacco has the interim tag, but the Bruins will give him a real look before reaching out to any other candidates. Maybe, maybe not. My understanding is there won't be a coaching search for now. Sacco is well-liked and well-respected within the organization. He gets a first real crack at it.
All right.
So look, here's what I'd say about Joe Sacco.
All right, what would you say?
I have no idea if he's any good or not. He got fired in Colorado after 4 years, a decade plus ago. He was a Jack Adams finalist his first year. He did give that Avs team a shot in the arm.
So they missed the playoffs 3 straight years.
Right, but for his job right now.
But that also doesn't really matter, right? What he did years ago. Because like Cassidy was like
better. But just like if we're going to evaluate what he did, his first year he got the most out of the team.
So maybe
he gives him a spark.
Yeah.
And for him to get the job long term, you have to spark the team. You have to wake them up.
Yeah.
So, okay. Maybe he does it. And if he does and they make the playoffs and they look okay and they're back where we expected him to be when they sign Lindholm and they sign Zadorov and he's getting more out of those players and you fix Jeremy Swayman and now you're in the postseason and maybe winning a round, all right, come talk to me about Joe Sacco and whether or not he's back. I don't rule that out. But if they miss the playoffs, he won't keep his job. Sweeney will probably be fired. Who knows about Cam Neely? And you're on to really resetting the organization in the offseason. That's what's facing the team, and that's when Don Sweeney said, it rests with me now. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think the opportunity is there for him to 100%. Stay. I mean, Claude Julien got fired in the season, and then Bruce Cassidy took over. They got a little bit of a spark, and then he was back. And I think had a pretty good run until he was gone. Now, but you're right. If they miss the playoffs, that would mean Sweeney is gone. And if Sweeney's gone, they're going to bring in somebody else to you know, obviously pick the players, but then the first job would be picking a new coach as well. So you'd have like a new tandem in charge next year.
Sacco is from Medford, as you just said. Can I just hear the beginning of this clip again? I want to hear, there's an interesting thing that goes on with people in the game of hockey and people who cover hockey. Let me just hear this.
I want to start out by saying...
Stop. Out?
Out?
Was that an out?
He's not even Canadian.
This
from
is my
Medford.
Point.
He should have a Medford accent.
Let me hear that again.
I want to start out by saying...
Out?
You don't think so?
Kind of out.
One more time.
I want to start out by saying...
Out?
I think you're in the middle.
I mean, isn't one of those things where you're around it enough, you pick up these tendencies?
Maybe. He's playing around too many Canadians. But
this is what
happened. Medford's like the city over from Malden, and none of us sounded like that.
Yeah. No, nobody sounds like that.
Out? You don't say out, Billy?
Out.
No.
I thought you were going to say he sounds kind of hoarse, like Sweeney. Like, they both sound like they've been screaming at people.
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, we both
he looks tired.
Yeah, we both have a scratchy throat, Keith. It's going around.
That's true. Got a little like a nagging cough.
So our good pal DJ Bean. This happens with him. He covered
starts
hockey long
Canadian.
Enough. Yeah, you start speaking Canadian.
Yeah,
exactly.
He tries to fit in.
Is that like what Madonna when she moved to England?
What was it?
Like Madonna.
Bingo.
When she moved to England.
Exactly.
She married Guy Ritchie, and then she was like, "Oh, like dude, you're from Kentucky. You don't sound like that."
Keith, can you imagine the amount of scoops you'd have if you really went full?
Just I want to start up.
Canadian.
Just go real method.
Yeah, and you really leaned into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go real Canadian. Might work for
accent,
me.
Accent, nicknames.
Yeah.
A. You start mixing that in?
You run into the Mounties, A?
Imagine the amount of scoops you'd get then.
That's true.
It would really be embarrassing for everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for instance, the people who cover the team for their... the people who cover the team for their jobs, you would imagine maybe they'd get a scoop like this. But no, it's not how it works on the Bruins. The way it works on the Bruins beat... is Keith reports it, and then everybody else has to play catch-up.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Just wait for the team to report it and be like, the team had it. Nobody else has ever had it but the team. Glad the team is here to report it. We can go on our business.
All right.
Thanks.
We knew it all along. We couldn't run with it. We knew it all along.
Yeah.
They usually have the update soon-ish is usually when
they
have it on that beat. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You just got to wait for it. Soon-ish means ... after Keith.
Right.
So all your Bruins thoughts, you can mix them in, 617-779-7937. We're also talking Celtics. I want to get back to them. Tony's in Springfield. Hello, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk. You said something that caught my attention. It was you know, you got to find things that motivate you throughout the year as the Celtics, you know, being so good. And it made me think, like, when these teams are so good, and I don't know if it goes all the way back to the 80s or 90s or whatever, when they're so good, it's the losses that motivate them, kind of. It's kind of like when they get their ass kicked, a slap in the face, that's when they're like, oh, my God, you know, and then they ramp up and then they get comfortable again. I don't know. I feel like it's the losses that motivate these teams. But ultimately, I don't think there's any team that's going to beat this team in a series.
Well, not in the East, right? After watching Cleveland last night,
yeah,
and we already had a five-game series going into last night, and I would be closer to four than five after watching last night. There's not a team that's beating them in the East.
No.
I personally still would fear the Knicks more than Cleveland, but is there a team out West that could knock them off? I still wouldn't wager on it, but I'd at least say maybe about that.
I mean, right now, the top four in the West are the Warriors, Thunder, Lakers, and Rockets.
Yeah, so the Warriors I would respect, the way they played.
Warriors in a series with Curry, yeah, you'd have to be a little bit.
That's scary.
Yeah, you'd have to
I would pick the Celtics, but that's not a gimme.
No, it really isn't.
The whole East is a gimme.
And they might be in their heads a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know, they beat them in the finals before. Wiggins and Draymond Green, like, they did a pretty good job against Tatum. So, yeah, the West would be tougher. I mean, the Thunder, if the Thunder get all the way to the finals, you know, that means they really put it together. Then you might have to take them seriously. I know they're really young. But
to me, I would still definitely pick the Celtics there, but OKC is very talented and feels like a team that you're going to have to deal with for a while.
But like, if you played,
but are they ready?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they were if the Celtics and the Thunder met each other in like the first round, hypothetically, like a whole reseed, you'd be like, oh, whatever, they haven't proven it yet. But if they got through Denver, Minnesota, and the Warriors, you'd be like, all right, well,
maybe
they kind of figured it out.
Maybe, but then they could be like you said this a couple of weeks ago. They could be like the 2022 Celtics, or they could be like the old Westbrook Durant OKC team that broke through but weren't ready.
Oh yeah, sure. Then they're a little bit but this might be a little bit more of a gauntlet to get there.
That's true. Denver
is going to be fine. Denver is there. They'll be a tough out this year, I think, with Jokic. I don't know about the Suns and the Lakers. They're kind of like, they're in the same boat to me.
Phoenix and Minnesota, those would be interesting series against the Celtics. I'd pick the Celtics in all of them.
Yeah,
would you fear the Lakers at all?
No.
Okay, they're probably going to drop off. They're 10-4. They've won six in a row. Their scoring differential is very close. They'll probably drop off. Like, I acknowledge that.
And
let's say it was LeBron in the finals. You don't fear that at all?
No.
No?
No. Not me. And if we're going to say Porzingis is out, I would say maybe Anthony Davis might be out as well.
Fair.
And then it would just be LeBron. And Bronny? You're afraid of Bronny?
I'm not afraid of Bronny,
no.
But I respect, unlike you, I don't love him either.
Although
but
I do like their first round pick.
I respect LeBron. Oh, Connect was great last year.
Connect was awesome.
Yeah.
I like him. He was good for this draft anyway. No, I wouldn't be all that worried about LeBron. Plus, he's definitely going to fade by the end.
Yeah,
they're going to lose in the first round.
Look,
probably.
The Lakers are probably are probably going to drop off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you got it, the same thing you said about OKC, if they're in the finals and now LeBron's standing on the other side from you,
no, he doesn't scare me as much as like Curry at this point of their careers.
No, me either, but it's similar.
No,
Curry's scarier, but it's similar.
Yeah, but LeBron's got to get you with all these like two. He's not going to hit any threes. He's not going to hit his free throws. Just foul him. Like, he'll be fine.
I mean, I'm trying to talk ourselves into LeBron as a big threat to the Celtics, which really means they don't have a lot of big threats.
It might be Curry or like Jokic is the best player in the world. So if the Nuggets are healthy, if Jamal Murray is playing like he did 2 years ago when they won the whole thing, then maybe the Nuggets still. That's why I thought they were going to meet in the finals last year. Obviously, it didn't happen. So I would still hold out hope on the Nuggets. Like T-Wolves, I don't think so. Clippers, no.
Yeah,
like
definitely
it's
definitely not the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay.
Dallas right now isn't even in a playoff
team. Not scared. I'm not scared of Dallas.
Yeah,
at all.
No.
That team, I don't buy for 1 second.
No.
617-779-7937. I'll say this. The Jason Tatum we got last night, that was angry Jason Tatum.
Yep.
That is the Tatum I wanted against Golden State. That I wanted the way he did the F out of here to Niang. When Niang flopped, Tatum was right about that. Tatum does Tatum does tons of crying and
Niang's
whining.
He's a
the
little
official.
Bit of an instigator.
Okay, but Tatum was right on that. Niang flopped like he channeled his inner Marcus Smart and went flying 20 feet across the court. Okay?
Trying to make a play.
So Tatum was right. And the way Tatum like sneered at him and gave him the F out of here.
I don't think he respects George Niang.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
He shouldn't respect Steve Kerr either. He should have done that to Kerr.
Yeah.
Like the edge he played with last night. And you could tell he had the way he was shooting before
a little snarl.
Before the ball even went through the net, he had a little dance going. He did his little kiss. There was a little snarl to his game. That's the Tatum I wanted against Golden State. And why we didn't get it still bothers me. And when people say, well, he doesn't do that and he's not made up that way and he can't do that. Wrong. That was him last night. He can do it. He doesn't do it often, but he can. I still wanted it in the Golden State game. I still want more of that from Tatum.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a coincidence he arguably played his best game of the year last night. I think it was his best game, better than the New York game.
Yeah, yeah.
He played his best game of the year when he did have a little, as you called it, snarl to his game.
A little snarl to his game. Yeah. And what's funny about the team, we keep like handicapping the Celtics and like looking forward, is they honestly, to win a title, they don't need Porzingis, and they probably don't need Tatum to play that way all the time.
No.
Now, you get into the Western, you get into the NBA Finals against all those teams we were just talking about, you're probably going to need that more than not. Like last year, you ran into a Dallas team that was not a great team. They had two good players. But Tatum really didn't play great in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals, and you still won it. So it's like this team, as good as they are, they're better than everybody else, and then they have another level. Like they do have another gear.
Right, but so I'll keep going, but so I have a counter for that.
So my point is just, you know, he can't play poorly, but he doesn't even have to play like that. And then when he does, I feel like they're pretty unbeatable. And I know you could argue like, oh, well, the Cavs came back. They actually made it a game. True, but they ultimately, you know, finished off the game and won.
So I have a counter to that.
Okay.
Number one, yes, the Celtics do have another gear, if you will, if they get a locked-in Tatum. The reason I think they need that, I personally think this, maybe I'll be wrong again, wouldn't be the first time. The reason I think they need that is because you would get, in theory, a healthy Cavs team in the playoffs this year, unlike the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a non-starter without Donovan Mitchell. But
right.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the Celtics had to go through.
But you just also, and I think in a way, kind of talked yourself out of the Cavs.
No,
so
Darius
Garland's their second best player, how worried are you about
Fine,
them?
But I think the Knicks are better.
Okay.
Philly's not a team to deal with.
No,
I just think
no.
You're not going to get, this will never happen again. You are not going to get three rounds in the East where every team is missing their best player. You're not going to get the Heat without Butler, the Pacers without Halliburton, the Cavs without Mitchell. And I know those guys didn't all miss all the games, but you understand the point.
No, I know. So they lost one game, right?
So, yes, the Celtics have more ceiling. Correct. The Celtics have more ceiling if Tatum plays better, but you're also going to need more ceiling because you're never going to have a path like that again. Ever.
True. But let's say,
and you're not going to get a 5-seed Dallas Mavericks in the finals either.
But let's say the East is 100% healthy, or everybody besides.
Yeah, the Celtics still beat everybody. Yes.
Yeah, but even then, I don't know how many, like, 7-game series I'm calling. You know, even if it's Donovan Mitchell and it's Jalen Brunson and it's Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, but are you picturing Tatum with a broken shot like last year? Because that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's why
not.
You need the extra Tatum game.
Well, that's the other part of it too, is not only did you not get the extra Tatum, he was worse than he was in the regular season. Like a lot of great players take what they did in the regular season and then they're better in the playoffs, right? Tatum wasn't. Tatum was like a first team all NBA, not MVP candidate, but first team all NBA. And then he shot, what was it, like 8% worse from three or something like that in the whole postseason run? So it's like he didn't even maintain what he was in the regular season. He actually got a little bit worse, and then they still won.
Keith, I think we missed something in that last call.
What did we miss?
Tony in Springfield, is that who just called in? Was Tony in Springfield the big head joke guy?
Was it?
When he said long time no talk, was that the big head guy? Because somebody,
I think it was.
Somebody just texted 37937. Guys, I meant to tell you my new big head jokes.
So as a guy that's lived his entire life with an abnormally large head, I got to say, you know, I got a few quick one-liners.
Yep.
You know, my nickname growing up was Bobblehead.
Okay.
So so anyways, head so big they cut his hair from the second floor.
Yep.
Got a before head, a forehead, and an after head.
Okay.
Some people might call me a sniper's dream because
Jesus.
Brain freeze causes an avalanche. So thoughtful. I'm so thoughtful that I remember tomorrow.
Yep.
I get charged twice for haircuts.
Yep. Sure. Two haircut foreheads.
And I had a boss one time. He said if he had to choose between $10,000 or my head full of pennies, he wasn't sure which one he would pick. And instead of a frontal lobe, it's called a frontal globe.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and as a baby, my mother told me as a baby, my head was so big that they did science experiments. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tony. Was that him?
Tony. It was. Nick,
hey,
that was
what's
him.
Up, guys? Long time no talk.
That's him.
I didn't understand what he said.
Texted
long time
in
no
more
talk.
Jokes.
Yeah, he did. So I just, underrated part of that boss joke is when he goes, he wasn't sure which one he did. He didn't say which one he'd take. He said, I wasn't sure.
No, that's a good part
of the joke. Yeah. You got more from Tony on the text line?
Yeah, he said, head so big, Han Solo would fly into your ear. You have to step into your T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And when it rains, your body doesn't get wet.
I would say those were worth leaving on the cutting room floor the first time. But Tony, you know what? Tony, next time, we're gonna remember it was Tony in spring. That's on me. I'll wear that one. That's on me. He even said, guys, long time no talk.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Meant nothing to me. I just blew right past it.
I was like, all right, dude.
That's on me.
No, he's great.
More
he's
ear jokes.
We throw him in the Wall of Fame.
Or more big
Jones Keep Wall of Fame?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. We've got a big spot for him. Just his giant head.
I do kind of like you have to step into your T-shirts.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Can't jam it through the neck hole there, yeah.
No, it wouldn't work.
No.
Wouldn't work at all.
Wouldn't be the way you would do that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a good recurring bit.
Thank you. If you want, once a week, calls in with some big head jokes, and just gets off, you're like, that's it?
Yeah, that's kind of your thing. That's
solid.
Like, that'll work.
Solid.
617-779-7937. So shame on me for not picking up on that. No, the angry Tatum thing, though, I do like. Does he have a chance? I heard Mego talking about this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You think Tatum has a chance at MVP this year?
I kind of do, actually. Going into the year, I said no.
Is it a team thing or is it the way he's playing?
No, I think he has a chance because of the way he's playing. He's currently, and it really is a scorer's award. I mean, unless you're Jokic and you're averaging a triple-double type of thing. But he's currently third in the league in points per game. He's averaging just under 30 points per game. And, you know, he's rebounding pretty well. His assists are solid. So I think he does have a chance. I think voters will penalize him for being on such a good team and be like, oh, like the team would still be pretty good without him. But if they can finish with the best record again and have it by like a handful of games, I think he might have a chance, because it's going to come down to Giannis and Jokic again. And do voters get a little fatigued by those guys? And they're like, let's give it to Tatum. Like, the guy won a title and he's coming back this year and put up the numbers that he is.
Here's what he has going for him. The NBA is like a wait your turn kind of league.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, for sure.
And so he's going to win one. Based on the way the league works in the hierarchy, traditionally, I'm not saying there's no exceptions to the rule, but based on the league and the hierarchy, he's going to win one before Anthony Edwards. He's going to win one before SGA.
Yes.
Like, people are like, oh, those guys bypassed him. They jumped in front of him. Mm. No, that's not generally how the MVP vote works. So, again, that's not tried and true. It's not 100%. But largely, he's the next guy. He just won. He's been waiting for it. And this might be the year to get it, but he's got to play like last night.
Yeah.
You know, he can't have these games where he's floating through, or a game where he shows up for one quarter like Golden State. He needs to play like last night. If he does, I also think he has a chance to win the MVP.
I do. Like, going into the year, I would have said no, but what he's done so far is, so last year, first team All-NBA, like he has been, right, for a while. And right now, his points per game up from last year, rebounds are the same, assists are up, and field goal percentage is up. Three-point percentage is up. So he's shooting it better this year. 15 games in, so a lot can change. But if he has similar stats the rest of the way and the Celtics have the best record, then I think he does have a chance to win it.
Okay. We've been talking Celtics and Bruins all day long. 617-779-7937. Ed's in the car on Jim Montgomery. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, I understand that the Bruins were going to sign him to an extension. Why didn't that ever happen before
Because it's a lie.
Before the season started.
I don't think they really wanted
it. Because it wasn't a real thing. Because Sweeney is making too big of that after the fact. That's not real. That was never real.
Is it true that Patrice Bergeron's going to come aboard at the end of the year?
No, I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
Well, I mean, look, I have no idea.
I've not heard that.
The Scoops guy.
I've not heard
you
that.
Haven't heard that?
No.
Hey, it's Greg.
Okay, so Greg's been saying that. Like, I wouldn't want that. Let me rephrase. I have no idea if that's going to happen or not. You want Patrice Bergeron as the head coach? I sure don't.
No. No, I'm good on that.
Good.
Real quick, the NBA does their MVP ladder.
Oh, yeah, hit me with
people. So this was updated a few days ago, so I don't think it doesn't even include last night's great game. Jokic number one, Tatum number two.
Okay, wow, that's better than I would have thought.
Yeah. And then Durant, SGA, Anthony Davis, top five. And then the next, Curry, Giannis.
Davis has Luka. Won one, right?
No. Donovan Mitchell was 9th, and LeBron was 10th. Jaylen Brown, 11th. How about that? Actually, I don't know if he was 11th. That's alphabetical. But, yeah, Tatum already number 2. And so, I mean, Jokic is still insane. What Jokic is averaging a triple-double again. He's putting up these crazy numbers. But at some point, if the Celtics have a much, much better record than Denver, I don't know, that might sway some voters.
No, I agree with that. Anthony Davis, all-star game MVP, Keith. And also finished 3rd his next to last year in New Orleans. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Busy day for them. They got Adam Schefter at 3:45. They got Brian Scalabert. You were taking in the Scal broadcast last night. I was watching on TNT.
I watched it.
So that's Scal at 4 o'clock. Again, Adam Schefter at 3:45 on WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. And we get to all the stories we didn't have a chance to get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. If you missed any of the show, you can check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Jones, congratulations are in order to Stephen Vogt, the Cleveland Guardians manager, who took home AL Manager of the Year today.
27 votes.
Won it yesterday.
Yeah, 30, yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. Almost unanimous, as they say.
It's
took that Guardians team all the way to the playoffs.
I feel like that's a little bit like the Jack Adams winner, just to bring it back home to Monty.
Oh, they get fired all the time. Even NBA Coach of the Year. Those guys get fired all the time.
It's almost an award I don't think you want. Like, people are like, oh, Bill didn't get it enough. That's almost an award I don't think you want, actually, at the end of the day.
Now, yesterday during Grab Bag, you had a little bit of an issue with one of the Grab Bag sort of stingers in between.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes.
And it has been amended.
Oh, it has? Yes. Oh, great.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe Grab Bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. The Jones and Keefe Grab Bag. You're happy now, Jones.
Yes, I am. Bravo. Bravo.
Nice job by Jay. Sort of, you were upset because he said the 1:30, that's when the takes get hot.
Yeah, the implication is that
they weren't always hot.
Yeah, it's been lukewarm all show. So I am happy now. Thank you very much.
So in your face. Cole Strange practiced today. Good to get the former first-round pick back on the field. Should fix things on the offensive line.
That'll solve it. I'd say problems solved. Pats went out. Yep. They need to win out. I think this is the key to winning out.
They should be fine.
Yeah. Just call my
name and Grab Bag.
The Big Ten announced yesterday afternoon that Oregon has clinched a spot in the conference title game. Probably thinking, all right, well, shouldn't you have known that after Saturday? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently there's all these different tiebreaker scenarios with these conferences. Because the Big Ten, spoiler alert, has like 18 teams in it.
It's at least 16. Is it 18 now?
It might be 18.
Yeah.
And then they all have like number of games left, and then there's a million different tiebreakers. So it took them until Tuesday to realize no matter what happens the next 2 weeks, Oregon is in.
The Ducks don't play this weekend. I know that. They have one more game against Washington.
Yeah. Ohio State plays Indiana this week. That's a huge game.
Huge game.
And then I think Penn State also has a chance still to get into the title game. But they finally, like 2 days later, they're like, we have an announcement. Oregon is in the Big Ten title game. Like, all right, great.
It's kind of like how the Bruins handled their press conference. There's all over the place.
That is true.
Yeah.
Grab bag, goo, and grab a giggle. Who knew Knuckles was a echidna?
Pretty good. Adam Schefter was on a podcast yesterday or today. He's actually going to be on with Hart and Arcan coming up today at 3:45.
Uh-huh.
They probably need to ask him about this. He went on a Kevin Clark's podcast, and this is interesting to me because I'm obviously in the Scoops game like Schefter.
Yeah.
And the Scoops never sleep. You never know when a Scoop's going to pop up, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, no, you're at the mercy when the Scoops are...
So, good question and a pretty incredible answer here from Clark and Schefter.
Okay. Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
Adam?
Tom Brady?
I can remember being in Denver one time.
That doesn't sound crazy.
I was
easy.
What exactly are we listening to?
I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah. Okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Jesus. Disgusting.
Wait, is
that the end of that?
Is that how it ends?
That's it. Yeah, she was pleased, Kevin, if you know what I mean. I was a satisfied woman in Denver.
Got the job done, Kevin.
Now she's
all right.
In every which way.
Now
bragging to her friends.
Every which way.
Oh, my God.
Adam Schefter?
Yeah.
Did it.
Yeah, well, how was that?
Now she's my wife, Kevin, if you know what I mean.
Check Twitter. That Dale Carter info? That was from me.
She's like,
which phone number did I give her?
Get you a guy who can do both. He can make sweet love to you and then break a story like that. First of all, talk about taking liberties with the question. Where's the weirdest place you've broken a story?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the answer be like, I don't know.
In the bedroom.
Yeah.
No, but that's not simple.
Got the job done, Kevin. Like, remember which way.
The Eiffel Tower. Not a Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right. Come on. Like, clean it up a little bit. Yeah. No, but wouldn't it be like a weird place? He's like, Denver? Like, Denver's not a weird place. Like, I just made love to a woman. You just wanted to tell us you made love to a woman. Like, you could have asked him anything, and that's what he would have come up with.
It's like the newlywed game. Strangest place you've ever made whoopee.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's very on the nose, though. This was like, where... the backseat of a Volkswagen? It's like the running joke in Mallrats. I think the most uncomfortable place.
Like a backseat of a Volkswagen?
So, am I crazy?
Talk about a big-time brag. He should get the Brag of the Year award.
Yeah.
Brag of the Year.
Well, then I also... It almost sounded like a reenactment of Schefter's night in Denver.
Kevin Clark liked the story way more than he probably should have.
Can I hear the beginning of that again?
I don't know if I can.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
Weirdest place you've broken a story?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now he's replaying the whole thing in his head.
Playing the hits.
Mm.
I can remember being in Denver one time.
Yeah, you can.
And, I was,
I don't know if I should say this.
I was,
but.
How do I say this? I just spent time.
I was mid-coitus.
With this woman for the first time.
Yeah, okay.
And,
sure.
First time.
And
the last time.
I got a text
time.
That Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And as I continue to.
With a woman.
There, confirm it. And, got the job done, Kevin. In every which way.
Good Lord.
Every which way.
Every way.
I'm lucky for any way.
All the ways.
I'm lucky for one way.
One would be great.
Every which way, yeah. Like,
all the ways.
I have
Kevin.
Through a lot of focus.
Kevin, ask me one of the ways.
Yes, that way.
And for a football guy, he does think a lot about baseball.
In every which way.
Ask me another one.
In every which way.
You ever heard of the Kama Sutra, Kevin? That was me that night. Then I got a text message about Dale Carter. I had to stop what I was doing, which was in a very aerobic pose.
through great focus and concentration. Yeah, one way, I'm lucky.
I just imagine he was on the phone the whole time. Yeah.
Honestly, if that he's like, that was the first time he made love to this woman. It was also the last. If you got up mid whatever you were doing to break a Dale Carter steroid story, she's walking out the door. She's like, seriously?
The fact that his phone was that close.
Yeah, right. His phone's on. He's probably like looking at it.
Yeah. Who are you texting?
Yeah.
Like American Psycho, but instead of looking in the mirror, he's looking at his phone.
Oh, Dale Carter, though. Nice player.
Like, the weirdest place you've ever broken a story, you'd be like, I was on a ride with my kids at Splash Mountain. And you're like,
oh, I was in the bathroom on a plane.
Splash right, Mountain. Bathroom on a plane, something like that. Like, Terp talking to us on the bus.
Random football player of the day, Dale Carter, four-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, it was a big story when he got popped for
Rookie of the year.
Roids.
Wow.
Yeah, it was not good.
Okay, well, they better ask about that.
What
with
a
Schefter
story.
Today.
Grab bag for you and grab bag for me. I love the step back from Billy Lanny.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that one?
That's a fan of the program right
there. That is pretty good. I like that. All right, Pro Football Hall of Fame 25 modern era semifinalists were announced today, Jones. 25 guys. Are you ready?
Dale Carter.
In or out?
Okay.
Dale Carter not on this list.
Okay, yeah.
In or out?
Yep.
Eric Allen.
Out.
Eric Allen's out?
Okay. So.
Jared Allen.
In?
Marcus Allen. No, I'm just kidding. He's already in. Ray Allen.
Tony Allen.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson. All right.
Okay.
Willie Anderson.
Out.
Anquan Boldin.
I like him, but out. Too many good receivers that are out.
Jahi Evans.
Out.
Jahi Evans,
out.
The guard. Jahi Evans.
Out.
Dude, get a clean cut of that, Nick.
Yeah.
Jahi Evans.
Out.
Antonio Gates.
Oh, in.
In. James Harrison.
Out.
Rodney Harrison.
In.
William Henry Harrison.
Out. Not a great president.
Rodney Harrison in, though. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Torrey Holt.
Oh, that's a receiver I think should get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same. Luke Kuechly.
Out.
In.
Too short of a career.
Patrick Wilson's in.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be.
But Luke Kuechly should be.
Out.
He's a good player.
PC, out.
Eli Manning.
Out.
Out, same. Robert Mathis.
Out.
Steve Smith Sr.
Steve Smith Sr., I like, also out.
I think he's in. He also was on Edelman's podcast recently where he told a story about how he was almost a Patriot.
Said he almost came to the Patriots. Yeah, look, I love Steve Smith. Great, great player.
Yeah. I got him in.
Yeah.
Terrell Suggs.
Probably in.
Yeah. Fred Taylor.
Out.
Earl Thomas.
The safety from Seattle, out.
Oh, yeah. Hard-hitting safety.
Yeah.
Adam Vinatieri.
In.
Hell, yeah. Hines Ward.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's so many good receivers that aren't in. He's out.
Ricky Running Waters.
Out. Like him, out.
I like Waters. Reggie Wayne.
I think in.
Wow.
I think I would have him and Holt ahead of Anquan Boldin and Steve Smith and Hines Ward. I think in. I'd have to think more about that one.
Richmond Webb.
Out.
Spud Webb.
Definitely out.
Vince Wilfork.
Out. He's out.
Steve Wisniewski.
Out.
Darren Woodson.
Out.
Rod Woodson.
No.
Marshall Yonda.
Out.
He's a good player, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's...
I might have had like five or six.
It'll be a good discussion.
That's more than I would want. Reggie Wayne probably is out, actually.
So Reggie Wayne, I mean, obviously he was a Patriot for a hot second, but a good debate around here between Rodney Harrison, Adam Vinatieri and Vince Wilfork, like another run of guys that have a chance to get in there, would be pretty good.
Grab bag, grab bag, goo, and grab bag, grab a giggle.
I already did that one. I got another one.
Yeah.
Grab bag for me and grab bag for you. I listen to the grab bag in my big brown shoe.
I mean, it doesn't make a ton of sense, but I like it.
It works.
I like it a lot. Yeah. Thanksgiving right around the corner here, folks. Best NBA performances from last night. Dalton Connect, the rookie from Tennessee. 37 points for the Lakers. Anthony Davis in that same game, 26 and 14. And then Jason Tatum. We saw it last night, 33, 12, and 7.
Tatum was great. Connect had 30. I think he had nine threes in that game.
So he did the good. Jordan shrug at one point.
Oh, I missed that.
Uh-huh.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we're talking about a third baseman today. Played the hot corner for the Toronto Blue Jays, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the San Diego Padres, the Seattle Mariners, the Boston Red Sox, and the Oakland Athletics. He was a one-time All-Star.
Kelly Gruber.
Great guess, but no.
Okay.
I liked Kelly Gruber.
Was his name Kelly Gruber?
Kelly Gruber, good player.
Okay.
Yeah. One-time All-Star in, let's see. He played from 1991 to 2001. He was an All-Star in 1999.
99 All-Star, Billy. This is you.
99 All-Star.
What year did he play for the Red Sox?
What team is it?
So he played for the Red Sox part of 2000.
Who was he with an All-Star with the 99?
Pittsburgh Pirates. Most of his career, though, was with the Blue Jays, but he was an All-Star with the Pirates, and he played third base.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Not Jay Bell.
Nope, not Jay Bell.
Didn't really even play third base, I don't think.
No, this guy played the hot corner.
The 99 All-Star game with the Pirates, the Red Sox in part of 2000.
Yeah, I don't even really remember much of the Sox. Okay.
Third baseman for the Blue Jays for all those 90s teams, like the good teams in the 90s?
Yeah, he was a two-time World Series winner.
So he was there 92 and 93.
He was a bigger part of the 93 team, but yeah, he was on the 92 team as well. 1996, he had 36 bombs.
Oh, that was his high.
Way more than most years. He had 22 his All-Star season.
Who is the open batting stance guy? This can't be him, but...
No, you think of Tony Bautista.
Yes, that's not him.
Not Tony Bautista.
Too early for Tony Bautista.
He was also, this might give it away.
Yeah, sure, give it away.
He was married to an Olympic synchronized swimmer.
That didn't give anything away.
Does that help at all? No, that didn't give anything away?
Let's see. Oh, is it... text line is guessing. This is a good guess. Ed Sprague?
He got it!
That was a good one.
Ed Sprague was an All-Star? I do remember Ed Sprague with the Red Sox. They traded for him, right? He was like a deadline acquisition or something like that.
It was a good guy.
I don't remember him ever being an All-Star. Ed Sprague, okay.
Yeah, he was traded by the Padres to the Red Sox for Cesar Saba and Dennis Tankersley.
Okay.
How's there a Dennis Tankersley?
It sounds familiar.
Not Eckersley.
Without the mustache.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking.
He made $9.4 million in his career.
Ed Sprague?
Easy Ed Sprague.
Okay. Well, that is a random player.
Married to an Olympian.
Oh, what was it?
Synchronized swimmer.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
That's all we got.
Good job. Text line was flooded, by the way. There were a lot of Ed Sprague answers on there.
Yeah, a lot of Sprague's. Good job, everybody.
37937 is your number. Well, WEEI Afternoons is going to talk to the, he always delivers in all manners, Adam Schefter. That'll be at 3:45 today. And Scal, we'll check in with them, see what else they have, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
All right, time for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds lovely. What is it?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And, of course, yesterday around this time, we had the big breaking news that Jim Montgomery had been fired and Joe Sacco was taking over. And believe it or not, the local Bruins reporters didn't exactly...
No.
Listen.
No.
They didn't give me any kind of credit.
Come on.
Shockingly.
And I don't believe that.
We discussed it a little bit to start the show. The local guys, Jones... They hate it.
Yeah, I didn't see many on the local beat.
Scott McLaughlin.
Giving you any credit. Oh, yeah, McLaughlin.
Scott McLaughlin will do it.
Yep.
WEEI.com. He probably feels like he has to.
Yeah.
But nobody, but he.
Yeah, did he really want to? That's the question.
Maybe not. I don't know. If he was working somewhere else, would he? I don't know. I don't want to speak for him. I think he would.
Yeah.
Good guy. But everybody else just like ignores it, puts their nose in the air. And that, you know what? That's okay. That's my lot in life. You know, they want to continue to cover the team. Great. Not break stories. Awesome. But I'll be here and I'll break some stories along the way.
No, they're bitter. They're bitter is what they are. I go to morning skates. I go to games.
Yep.
I go to practices. I suck up to
Do
players.
You know
I suck up to coaches.
The...
I suck up to press people who work in the press media relations.
Right. There it is.
You know, and I do all this. I waste all this time and I never get a scoop like this.
No.
Meanwhile, Rich Keefe sits here, gets a text and has the scoop.
Gets a text.
And so, you know, you can
talking about random baseball players of the day. The next thing you know, you're like, oh, by the way, Jim Montgomery's fired.
So they're bitter.
What the hell?
They don't like their jobs.
They're mad.
And they're big mad about it, Keith.
They're big mad about it.
At some point, the local Bruins media will acknowledge the best Bruins reporter in the town. It's not close. When it comes to a scoop.
For breaking news and scoops, right. For breaking news and scoops.
Not tongue-in-cheek, not a joke.
Yep.
When it comes to a Bruins scoop, there's no one better in this city than Rich Keefe.
It's the hard reality, the hard truth. Now, one person that
let me tell you,
had my back.
If you want the lines, Keith.
Yeah.
If you want like the lines for that night's game.
Oh, what's the practice lines? Skate? I don't have that.
Follow people on the Bruins beat.
Yeah,
if you want actual news, listen to Keith.
Come on over here.
Yeah, if you want to know who's getting called up from Providence for that night's game, follow the Bruins beat writers. You want to know what's actually going, like big moves with the team, listen to Keith.
When Adam Schefter or Shams Charania put something out there.
Yeah. Do we post-coitus?
Do we right? Yeah. We know how Schefter gets after it. Yeah. Do we just wait around until the team announces it, or do we actually go with it? You go with it.
We go with it.
Yeah, you don't wait for the team.
Yeah.
One person that did have Scoops Keefe back and always has is Andy Hart. Hart, I heard you guys yesterday. You had that information before everybody else, so you decided to talk about it. It made sense.
I mean, I trust you more than virtually anybody.
On the Bruins?
Even if you cross sports.
Yeah.
I mean, he sticks to his lane. He skates his lane.
It's been limited
so
as far as the team thus
care,
far.
That's all I'm looking for.
That's right. Like, you got to start. Like, I said
in this world
earlier.
Of Diana Russini and these people where you're like, she's 50-50 at best.
Yeah.
Rich Keefe, 100%.
You got to start somewhere.
And
he's starting on the Bruins
along.
Beat. Yeah.
I got a couple texts yesterday where like, Keefe Worth, this was from people in the TV industry. We're like, Keefe Worth trusting. I was like, 100%. He's literally never wrong.
Thank you. Yeah, I got some texts yesterday from people I didn't normally get a text with, and they were just like, hey, good job. It was like more after the fact.
Any TV offers? Hey, you want to come on and talk Bruins?
NHL Network? No, they didn't reach out.
No.
Nobody? You did get some national love. As much as we just dumped on the local media, you did get some national love.
For the first time, those guys, they did.
Greg Wyshynski, Frank Cervelli.
Did you get a bump in, like, follows? Dorkcast bump? Anything like that?
I do need a Dorkcast bump.
Maybe you could parlay this into your big one shining moment opportunity?
That'd be pretty big.
You acknowledge beat writers kind of hate their lives and they don't like people on the radio. You acknowledge that.
Yes, but I would also acknowledge, I think most beat writers are used to being scooped by Schefter or some national guy.
This is
local radio do it.
This
is
worse.
The worst.
Yeah.
This is not
like
great.
They're used to, the way it works is the national guy gets it.
Right.
Why is this jackal getting in?
Not fair.
He does. Yeah. He talks about UFOs most segments.
Correct.
And now he's breaking news. Now, I had a question for you.
Alligator attack.
Cam Neely loves the Keys, I think. I think that's
maybe
what it is. Yeah.
Do you believe that you knew before Jim Montgomery?
Oh, my God.
And if you did, do you feel bad in any way?
Well, no, that's weird. Like, all the other ones that I've had so far have been, like, injury, contract, trade, that kind of thing. So you're not, like, nobody's, like, losing a job.
Like, did Montgomery's wife see your report and call him and, like, hey, anything you need to tell me
kind of
thing?
That I don't know. I don't know when he
just
knew.
The vibe of the way it played out, I think there's at least a shot you knew before he did.
Oh, God.
Officially.
That's
I mean,
bad.
He's known for a while.
Yeah, he had a sense about it.
Right. Definitively knew.
Yes, it's over. Pack my bag.
Well, you do hear all the time about players found out they were traded by Schefter.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So I guess it's possible.
It's a little different.
Same.
Oh, man, how'd you find out you were dealt? Oh, Keith.
Saw it on the bottom line.
The ticker. How'd you find out you were fired, Keith?
Keith. Yep.
Yeah. Right after the Pat Rapp segment.
Yeah. Right. Pat Rapp. Right after random baseball players.
Very versatile.
Yeah. Pat Rapp.
Yeah. Entertaining, informative.
Former Red Sox Did you hear Keefe's not scoop, but not a scoop? Did you hear that today?
Not a scoop. There might be trades coming.
More changes coming, yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday, and I think that's about time.
Yeah. Any players reach out? Be like, hey, you hearing anything about me in particular?
Like, what do you think?
Dealing me?
I was thinking of buying a house. Should I hold off a couple of weeks?
Should I wait? What do you think?
So WEEI afternoons, you guys got Schefter and Scal today.
I cannot wait
today
to ask Schefter sex questions today. That is going to be so
awesome. I know he's
going
to be willing to talk about it.
Cannot wait.
Save that.
Yeah. This is going to be the best show ever.
I can't wait. 3:45 for Schefter.
I'm going to be uncomfortable.
You can maybe take a lap. Scal, follow up with some of those for Scal, too. You can ask those.
No, Scal I want to ask about being not allowed to go to the White House. Then they told him last minute he could, and he's like, no, I'm good. I made plans. Screw your White House trip.
How about that?
I find that very interesting.
Honestly, it's a little like perk. He's kind of on the other side of the
world. Yeah, he's on the wrong side.
Now he knows how it feels. Maybe this will bring them together.
He was like B-listed. Like, we got numbers, we run the numbers, and then a few people didn't show. So Scal, B-listers are coming on.
Yeah,
I give him credit for, like, screw you.
Yeah, I'd be out too.
I'm having beers.
Nice. That is the
voter for Jill Stein anyway.
That is the crossover with WEI Afternoons, Arcan and Hart. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can head there this weekend for a 3-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, 2 sides, and a free 3-course meal upgrade. It's available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned. Schefter and Scal with Arcan and Hart. They got Bruins talk, Celtics talk, I'm sure. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We'll have the Razor on for more reaction to Jim Montgomery's firing. That's tomorrow at 10.